what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Dhanishta Nakshatra for all ascendants. Dhanishta Nakshatra, spanning Capricorn and Aquarius and ruled by Mars, is symbolized by a drum or flute representing rhythm, prosperity, and harmony. Known for its ambitious, resilient, and sociable energy, Dhanishta is the nakshatra of those who seek to achieve material and spiritual wealth through teamwork, rhythm, and determination. This nakshatra encourages alignment with life's rhythms, collaboration, and a drive for success. Here's how the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant. Sun as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 11th house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your 11th house, Dhanishta's ambitious and social energy influences your thoughts on friendships, aspirations, and group activities. You may often think about how to achieve your goals with the support of like-minded individuals, valuing teamwork and collaboration. Dhanishta encourages you to approach your dreams with confidence and a sense of harmony, making your mind focused on building networks that facilitate success. Your thoughts are centered on achieving common aspirations, valuing friendships that are based on mutual support and shared vision. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 10th house. With Mercury in the 10th house, Dhanishta's rhythmic and driven energy enhances your thoughts on career, communication, and public reputation. You may often think about how to establish a professional legacy through skillful communication and strategic thinking. Dhanishta encourages you to approach your career with precision and purpose, making your mind focused on achieving professional goals with consistency. Your thoughts are centered on building a lasting impact through disciplined effort, valuing work that harmonizes with your ambitions and intellect. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 9th house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the 9th house, Dhanishta's prosperous and explorative energy shapes your thoughts on philosophy, higher learning, and spiritual growth. You're likely to think about how to align your personal beliefs with abundance and purpose, valuing experiences that bring both joy and wisdom. Dhanishta encourages you to explore spirituality and knowledge with a sense of harmony, making your mind focused on achieving fulfillment through learning. Your thoughts are centered on broadening your worldview, valuing wisdom and prosperity as pathways to inner and outer success. Cancer ascendant, Moon, as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 8th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 8th house, Dhanishta's transformative and resilient energy shapes your thoughts on mystery, shared resources, and personal transformation. You may often think about how to navigate the depths of life's complexities with courage and resilience, valuing emotional strength and insight. Dhanishta encourages you to approach change with rhythm and stability, making your mind focused on understanding life's mysteries with a balanced outlook. Your thoughts are centered on achieving growth through transformation, valuing inner harmony, and the strength that comes from facing challenges. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 7th house. With Jupiter in the 7th house, Dhanishta's wise and ambitious energy influences your thoughts on partnerships, mutual goals, and harmonious relationships. You may often think about how to create partnerships that support personal growth and shared ambitions, valuing loyalty and understanding. Dhanishta encourages you to approach relationships with generosity and insight, making your mind focused on achieving harmony and prosperity within partnerships. Your thoughts are centered on building relationships that support mutual growth, valuing cooperation as the foundation for success and fulfillment. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 6th house. With Saturn in the 6th house, Dhanishta's disciplined and determined energy enhances your thoughts on work, service, and self-improvement. You may often think about how to achieve your goals through structured effort and dedication, valuing routine and discipline. Dhanishta encourages you to approach daily tasks with resilience and rhythm, making your mind focused on achieving success through consistent effort. Your thoughts are centered on mastering your responsibilities, valuing the harmony that comes from disciplined work and the success it brings. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 5th house. With Saturn in the fifth house, Dhanishta's ambitious and rhythmic energy shapes your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits. You're likely to think about how to channel your creativity in a structured and impactful way, valuing self-expression that reflects discipline and purpose. Dhanishta encourages you to approach your talents with dedication, making your mind focused on achieving lasting success through hard work and persistence. Your thoughts are centered on creating something meaningful and valuable, valuing creativity that aligns with your aspirations and brings tangible results. Scorpio Ascendant. Jupiter as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, fourth house. With Jupiter in the fourth house, Dhanishta's wise and harmonious energy influences your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You may often think about how to build a nurturing and prosperous environment for yourself and your family, valuing the role of knowledge and wisdom in creating a secure foundation. Dhanishta encourages you to approach family matters with insight and generosity, making your mind focused on creating a home that promotes growth and stability. Your thoughts are centered on cultivating a supportive family atmosphere, valuing harmony and prosperity within the household. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, third house. With Mars in the third house, Dhanishta's energetic and disciplined energy shapes your thoughts on communication, learning, and personal initiatives. You may often think about how to achieve your goals through focused action and assertive communication, valuing courage and persistence in pursuing your interests. Dhanishta encourages you to approach self-expression and learning with rhythm and determination, making your mind focused on mastering skills that lead to success. Your thoughts are centered on building confidence and resilience through effective communication, valuing action that is aligned with your ambitions. Capricorn Ascendant. Venus as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, second house. With Venus in the second house, Dhanishta's prosperous and rhythmic energy influences your thoughts on wealth, family values, and self-worth. You may often think about how to create financial stability and harmony in your relationships, valuing prosperity that aligns with family traditions and values. Dhanishta encourages you to approach material and emotional security with a sense of rhythm and purpose, making your mind focused on building a legacy of abundance. Your thoughts are centered on achieving financial security and valuing relationships that support mutual growth and harmony. Aquarius Ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, first house. With Mercury in the first house, Dhanishta's communicative and ambitious energy greatly influences your sense of self and personal expression. You're likely to think about how to present yourself with confidence and intellectual depth, valuing self-expression that reflects both skill and wisdom. Dhanishta encourages you to approach life with a curious and purposeful mindset, making your mind focused on personal growth through learning and self-improvement. Your thoughts are centered on building a strong and knowledgeable identity, valuing effective communication and the drive to make an impact. Pisces Ascendant. Moon as the fifth lord in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 12th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 12th house, Dhanishta's introspective and resilient energy shapes your thoughts on spirituality, solitude, and inner growth. You may often think about how to find peace and purpose through spiritual practices, valuing the rhythm of introspection and solitude. Dhanishta encourages you to approach spirituality with dedication and openness, making your mind focused on finding fulfillment through inner harmony. Your thoughts are centered on achieving spiritual depth and tranquility, valuing personal growth that comes from self-reflection and alignment with life's rhythms.